Okay, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is the February 22nd, 2022 meeting of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board here at the Laughlin Regional Government Center at 101 Civic Way in Laughlin, Nevada. Housekeeping items that we have are agendas. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration, and the board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, otherwise known as the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, known as the PC, for final action. Please take a moment and turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Any private conversations, please take outside the room here. With 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from our secretary, Tammy Harris, at 702-298-0828, and supporting material is or will be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, also typically in the back of the room here today. And supporting material is or will be available on the Clark County website, which is clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. Present today, we have Pamela Walker.
Present.
Here, Herman Walker, no relation.
Present.
Fred Doten.
Here.
Here. Kathleen Haas, Vice Chair.
Here.
And Kathy Oakes, your Chair. Our secretary here is Tammy Harris, and she can be reached at 702-298-0828, and also email address of Tammy, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, at clarkcountynv.gov. Our county liaison here with us today is Mark Moskowitz, and he can be reached at 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173. His email is mark, M-A-R-K dot Moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z at clarkcountynv.gov. With that, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. And if I can have you stand for our invocation being given today by Pastor Doug Wesley, and Kathleen Haas will lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance.
May the Lord bless you with joy and gladness today. May he grant you wisdom and discernment to do what's best and what is right for the good people of Laughlin. Laughlin is very fortunate to have you. Each one of you is dedicated, loves our town, loves the people of our town, and I'm just hope God blesses you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Please salute our flag.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May be seated. We've already done our roll call, so I'll move forward to the public comment section of today's agenda. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda that we have before us today. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item being heard in the public comments section. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not on today's agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of today's agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to our speaker's podium, state your name and address for the record, and please spell your name. Spell your last name for the record. If any member wishes to extend the period of comment, that'll be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Seeing, is there anyone that wishes to speak in the public comment section about today's agenda? Seeing no one, I'll go ahead and move forward to the approval of today's agenda for the February 22nd, 2022. To hold, combine, or delete any items, I'll call for a motion.
So moved.
I have a first and 2 seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have approval of today's agenda. Informational items, item number 4, is receive a report and updates from South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz, and this is for discussion only.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Just a quick reminder, Republic Service will be changing the trash pickup from, it'll be moving from Friday to Wednesday, and the first date will be March 2nd of 2022. I spoke with Public Works regarding the street sweeping. They will adjust their schedule so it doesn't conflict. So that has been addressed. The second thing is on the screen, you can see we have our Fix It Clark County flyer. This is for the app where you can report anything between potholes, streetlights, graffiti, trash, short-term rentals, abandoned vehicles, animal control, or anything in the county. We have some flyers in the back. You can also get the app, and as always, you can contact our office, and we can walk you through or let you know. So this is a great resource. I know a lot of people have used it as well. So,
do we have this on the go-arounds? I don't know what they're called, the little display things that we have out here?
Yes, okay. We'll have some in the display, and then Tammy will be doing an email blast giving everyone this flyer as well. So. It's a great resource because what happens is when a request is put in, it's given a case number, so then for it's able to be tracked and everyone knows what's going on as opposed to just jumping between person to person. So yeah. It really helps.
And so. Maybe if we get it to the chamber too, they can put it out in their e-blast. Okay.
Oh, that's a good point, yes. So, and then I just want to remind everyone of our services down here in Laughlin through Commissioner Knaff in Clark County. First Wednesday of every month is both business license and Nevada Legal Services. If conditions change, we've done phone calls with Nevada Legal Services if they're not able to come down because of their own requirements. We did that last month. We had a good turnout as well. So we also have our self-service kiosk here. Please take advantage of it. It's a great resource. You don't have to do the drive to Las Vegas. We've gotten really good reviews about it. It's helped a lot of people. So, and once again, if you have any issues with it when you're using it, please come down to our office and we can find someone on the phone. So if anything goes wrong in it, which I'm not going to say it won't, but come down to our office and Tammy or myself can assist anyway. And John as well in our office. Okay. And then we also have our office as well here that helps with anything. So.
And everything, yeah. It's a catch-all.
Yep. And then I wanted to just thank anybody that showed up to the ribbon cutting for the Silver Rider new hybrid bus. It was a great reception. The community loved it. It's well-received. The buses look amazing. The commissioner was so thankful to be down here for it. Like we've said before, it's a really neat bus because now during the residential areas, it'll be on electric. So it will be hybrid electric in the residential areas, as opposed to before, it would wake people up. So a lot of people had said that they will have to get an alarm clock now because it used to be their alarm clock because Silver Rider is so efficient. So now they're not going to hear it at all. But then in our casino corridor is where the bus will be using its fuel and all that. And this is going to save so much money. There's two more that are going to be coming in, I believe, and they look great. So. And then the last thing is thank you as well to anyone who showed up to the bocce ball court dedication with AARP and Searchlight Betterment Organization in the county. It was a wonderful day, a little windy, but it was good. We had a great turnout. It's a great addition to the Rexbell Park out there. So we're excited. They do have bocce balls that you can check out at the community center. So whenever you get a chance, go out there and play some bocce. It's very fun. So. And that's all my updates. And if you have any questions.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to item number 5, which is planning and zoning. This is ET-22-400007, or UC-18-0974, USA. This is a use permit second extension of time for the following. One, a communication tower, and two, increase the height of a communication tower. Design review for a communication tower on a portion of 307.1 acres in an RU, rural open land zone, generally located 1,235 feet east of US 95 and 2,325 feet south of SR 163 within Laughlin. This is for possible action to the Planning Commission on 3/15/2022. And we have an applicant here to speak.
Doug Rankin on behalf of Interconnect Towers, representing them today. Ms. Harris has my information, so I don't think I need to put that on the record, my location. This is our first public hearing extension of time. We've had one administrative. The tower has been delayed as the providers during COVID withdrew all of their money for new towers. They've just started reallocating money for towers about 3 months ago. In this area, so we're hopefully going to see something within the next year, year and a half.
Okay, and this extension is 2 years?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Is there any questions of the applicant? No?
Pardon?
Please.
This application for extension of time is relevant to the presentation that we considered our last meeting with regard to the towers and the power line.
No, this is just a cell tower. Yeah, this was from March of 2021. It's a cell tower, nothing to do with power transmission lines.
Well, I'm reasonably sure that the applicant said, well, it's been before the public authority and approved, and so this will be a clean shot. And that's reflected by the application, which I think in many respects is really cavalier and it's specious. The reason I'm saying that is that it occurs to me that I don't know what influence the resumption of traffic volume from California and Arizona would have any bearing upon your tower. Number two, I don't know at this point why the pandemic, which is used here as an excuse, and so is the traffic volume used as an excuse. The pandemic is used as an excuse. Pandemic, as we know, is diminishing in terms of impact. And the other thing cited was economic conditions beyond control of the applicant. I don't know what those economic conditions are. And the other thing is that Title 30 comes into play with regard to this. Let me ask you a question. Since you have this tower and it has considerable elevation and it exceeds what we now have in Title 30, is the FAA in any way involved in this? Does a waiver have to be obtained from the FAA?
The FAA is involved. There's no waiver required. We do have to submit our plans to them. They were previously submitted for this tower and approved. Once again, due to the conditions, the providers who go on the tower, your AT&Ts, your T-Mobiles, your Verizon, when the pandemic hit, they withdrew all of their leasing money for towers in the Clark County area. Not just this tower, all towers got put on hold. As the pandemic is ending, they're starting to release funds and starting identifying sites that they want to go to. This site was selected due to the traffic volumes that were involved at this location because drivers use cell towers. So your car uses them for GPS, for text messages, radio service, A lot of things happened there. So as it recovers, they've started identifying monies again to co-locate onto towers. So my client builds towers exclusively on BLM property. He has a federal license to do so. The cell tower providers no longer get those licenses to build on BLM property. BLM has decided that only a certified tower company can do that now. It avoids having multiple towers. The reason the height is at 198 feet is so that it provides adequate service between the other towers along the 95 corridor.
Tell me what benefit there is to the general population of Laughlin.
This tower will also service Laughlin as more and more cell phones are used. Traffic volumes are switched between tower to tower. Hence the word cell tower. They operate in cells, but they transfer phone calls between the cell towers, between them. If there's too many calls on one or too much usage on one tower, it goes to the next tower in order to accommodate that traffic. I know there's a hole as you drive down the 163. This tower will help alleviate the hole.
Thank you. I have nothing further.
Okay, and it also will add coverage to the residential. I believe the residential area up in the hills, as we call it, Bilbray Ranch, because that's a very poorly covered area.
Yeah, this
at 198 feet.
Yeah, at 198. That's why it was selected at 198 right. feet in order to provide that coverage. There, Verizon is the main carrier that is looking at this site today, but now T-Mobile has changed its business platform, and they might go first.
Right. And that's a very underserved area. I live there. I can't have phone conversations at home. It doesn't happen. I have to get the internet. Okay. All right. Any other questions of the applicant? Okay.
No, I'd like to make a motion accept the extension.
The approval of extension of time. Okay. Any more discussion amongst the board? Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Okay. Thank you for your time and consideration.
And I'll move forward. General business. Before us, we have none. Item number 7, which is comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. State your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. And we have no one. Is there anyone that wishes to make public comment? Items not on today's agenda? No? Our next meeting date will be March 8th of 2022 in this room. And the next item, item number 9, is I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.